Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Chavtes. Chavtes, as we continue in the fourth parak in Tfilas HaShachar, and again, Lezecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family. Okay, Chavtes and Mabez, says the Mishnah. As we had a couple of important stories yesterday, relating to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, relating to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel earlier. But now we have the next halachas, continuing in Hilchas Tfila. As we mentioned, the first three prakam are Hilchas Kriyishma, these next two prakam are Hilchas Tfila, then we'll get into Hilchas Brachos. Right, interesting question we discussed back on Daf Beis, why isn't this Masechta called Maseches Tfila or Maseches Kriyishma? Right, the first five prakim are not about Brachos, but Brachos is the name that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi decided. Anyway, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Bechol Yom Vayom Espala Adam Shmon Asrei. Every day, says Rabbi Gamliel, we daven Shmon Asrei, the 18 Brachos, the Amida. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Yudches Me'ein Shmon Asrei, meaning a shortened version. What does that mean? The Gemara will talk about it, two different opinions. But some type of shortened Shmon Asrei, says Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shkura Tefila Sobafiv. Rabbi Akiva says it depends. If you're a good davener, and Shkura Tefila Sobafiv, it comes out well off of your tongue. Mispala Yudches V'imla Me'ein Yudches. So it depends. Three-way Machlokes or Gamliel, every day Shmon Asrei, Rabbi Yeshua shortened, Rabbi Akiva, it depends. Part two of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Elazar Omer Ha'osa Tfilah So Keva Ein Tfilah So Tachnunim. If somebody makes their Tfilah set, so then it is not called Tachnunim. Ein Tfilah So Tachnunim. What does that mean? The Gemara will give a couple of opinions. What does it mean, Keva? A little bit we know from Pirkei Avos. We can imagine that we don't have the proper Kavana, but what exactly does it mean? Again, we will see it in the Gemara. Third part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Haholich b'makam sakana, mispalo tefila ketzara. If somebody's in a dangerous place and he doesn't have time to daven, so he says, this shortened, very shortened, tefila, instead of Shmon Esrei, at that moment, v'omar, Hosha Hashem esamcha she'eris Yisrael, Hashem, please save us, b'chol parshas ha'ibur yehiyu tzarcheim lefanecha. At all their times of ibur, their need should be in front of you. What does Ibur mean? Again, the Gemara will discuss it. Rashi, each time on this Mishnah says, the Gemara will talk about it. You don't have to know about it right now. Barakat Hashem Shomei Tefila. That is the third section of the Mishnah. Finally, fourth section. Somebody's riding on a donkey. They should get off the donkey and then daven. If he can't get off the donkey, he's worried the donkey's going to run away. If he gets off the donkey, he should at least turn his face towards the direction where he's supposed to daven. And if he can't physically direct his body, so at least his heart should be in the right place, Keneged, the Kodesh HaKadashim. As we said a couple of days ago from the Eretz Tzvi, who says our tefillahs first go up and then across? Right? Maybe they first go across. Right? So Kodesh HaKadashim, HaYimahalech B'Sfino Ba'asta, if somebody's in a boat or in a raft, so again, it's hard to know exactly which way to be Mechavein, so Yechavein Eslibo, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadashim. If somebody doesn't know, so they focus on being Mechavein their lave. Good. Hani Yudchas Keneged Me. Where do we know Keneged the 18 Brachas, the Shmona Esrei? Where do we know that from? What's the source of the 18? This does not prove whether Tfilah is Daraisa or Durabanan. This is just Keneged, where do you get the number from? So three different opinions. Amar Rebbe Hillel, Bereder, Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Keneged Yudchas Askara, Shomar David. It's Keneged the 18 names of Hashem in the Tfilah that David HaMelech said, that we say Be'ez Hashem every Friday night. Bahavul Hashem b'dei Eilim. The 18 times it says Shem Hashem in that parak of Tehillim. By the way, I heard from Rabbi Sachs many years ago that he says this is why we stand for that mizmar on Friday night. Havul Hashem b'dei Eilim. Alav Hashem k'arvos, because of this line of the Gemara that the Shemos of Hashem and Shmona Esrei is learned out according to this first opinion from that mizmar. So that's why we stand as a reminder of that mizmar that this is the source of the Amida. Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Yudches Askaros Shebekriyashma. Rav Yosef knows Keneged the 18 times Shemos of Hashem in Kriyashma. Amar, that's it says, we don't say it for Kriyashma. We don't say it for everyone. But Kriyashma, maybe there's Beikar Adin, counter, right, counter pressure, b'shivt chab v'esecha, like we learned b'sham v'esilah. We don't want to be like b'shamai. So that's why we dafka have to do it however we want. We're not, the minhag did not develop about Kriya Shema. Amar b'tarcham, amar b'shub and Levi, keneged, shmona esrei chulio shabashidra. Keneged, the 18 different little parts of our spine. That's what it's keneged, and therefore we have 18 brachas. What do we need a pasuk for at all? To say, how many brachas are there? 18 brachas. What do we need a source for? Chazal, Asher Kesach Gadol made it up. What do we need a source for? Or we'll see on the next Amud, Bez Hashem. We're going to have a source for how do you know 7? How do you know 9? How do you know 24? How do you know? So Soloveitchik says, writes in a number of places, that tefillah is somewhat, you know, who are we to daven? Who are we to start talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Say whatever we want. We're going to have Bez Hashem next week. We're going to have a Gemara which talks about that we're not allowed to add praises to the tefillah. Right, there was once a Shliach Tzibur, we'll see next week, that got up and started davening and said, Akel HaGadol, Akiv HaNora, HaAzuz, HaAdir, awesome, amazing, wonderful, all these extra tefillahs. And one of the Amoraim says, you finished? You got it all now? It's impossible to get it all. Right? So you just have, so what? So therefore, what's the answer? We can't finish praising God. We can't finish asking God. So the answer is, we just have to do whatever Chazal enacted for us. They were the matirim. They were the ones. Once they said it, so that allows us to say it. You can't just come up with a shmona esrei. Who are we to talk to God? Keneged me. Who are the Yudchas Keneged? They found some remez in Tanakh. That's the matir that allows us to be able to daven. And for every Shmona Esrei, you have to have a matir. An 18-1, a 19-1, a 7-1, a 9-1, a 24-1, as we'll see. You need that matir. And whenever we approach God, and he says that's why we start off every davening. In the morning, even Pesukah Zimra, Uveshive David Avdecha Na'alocha, we say in Baruch Sha'amar. With the words of David HaMelech, we're going to praise you. We're not making up our own tefillahs. Who are we to make up our own tefillahs? David HaMelech, who is a Navi, who imbued in those words amazing powers, Uveshive David Avdecha Na'alocha, came out all of our tefillah, comes from David HaMelech. That's why we start off with that. We're acknowledging that, and only after we do that could we then daven and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all these keneged. It's not just a nice remez, but this is the matir that allows us to then daven. Good. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shoben Levi, Hamis Pal, also Akshay Yechra Ad, She Yispaku Kol Chul Yosheba Shidra. When a person davins, he has to bend at the bending times, at the Karim times, he has to bend until all the chulios, all the parts of his spine, would be able to be seen. Aula Amar, Ad Kadesha Yira Isar Keneged Libo. Until you could see an Isar, which is the size of a coin, Keneged his heart. Many different pshatim in the Rishon, and what does this mean? Does this mean that keneged the heart by the spine? Does this mean keneged the heart when you're leaning over, your chest is sticking out? All different opinions, what exactly this line of the Gemara means. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should bend that. It shouldn't just be a token bend. It should be a real bend. It shouldn't be, on the other extreme, a bend that makes people stare at us. Right, Matamik and Eged Abrius. Just being a normal, regular bend that gets our spine moving. Gets our spine bent down. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Kivashanina Rosha Shavinotzar. Rabbi Chanina says, at least we'll see in a B'dievet level, as long as you bent your head, it is okay, it's enough. Amar Rava, Vahud Mitzar Nafshe, as long as he tries to push himself, and it's difficult that for him to go any further. Rashi says, Shehu Nikar, Shechafetz Lechrela, right, it's Nikar that he wants to go, but he just, he can't go anymore. Umechzi Kamantakara. So it's as if he did it. He can't do more. So he does the best he can. Right, we have this various times, various parts of our Shemona Esrei. And as we get older, it could be more difficult for us to put our feet together and to stand there for lengths of time. So we do the best we can. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're trying to be like Malachim, but you don't always have it. So we do the best we can in terms of the bending and in terms of the other parts of Shemona Esrei. Says the Gemara, Hani Timni Srei? What do you mean? Shemona Esrei? If you count up the brachos, Tishra Havian. There are 19 brachos, as we know. Right? 18. So what do we call Shemona Esrei for? Right? We should call it Tishra Esrei. Amar Rebbe Levi, Birchas Hatzdukim, Biyavre Tiknuha. they added on the 19th bracha, they added on v'lam al-shinim in Yavne. Keneged mi teknua, who are they misakin it? Keneged. Amazing. You made it from 18 to 19? You need a remez for that. You need something in Tanakh. So again, the Gemara obviously is bothered by this. So there has to be, like the Rav Soloveitchik said, there has to be something substantive behind these psukim. So, me to Keneged me, so I'm Rabbi Levi Larebi, Hillel, Beredu, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni. They go through each shita. Keneged, Kel HaKavod, Hirim, according to that opinion, Kel, and Lurav Yosef, Keneged, Echad, Shebekriyashma. The word echad counts like an askara. L'Rab Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Keneged Chulya Ketana Shebeshidra. There's one little chulya that we weren't counting before. The 19th. And that's what it is, Keneged. Okay, so that's why we have the Matir for 18, we have the Matir for 19. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah.
The Matir about chulyos.
What is the Matir about chulyos? So, again, maybe that's Chazal saw that within our physicality is inherent the fact that we have to turn to God. You know, so they find something not only in Tanakh, but also in the physical makeup of a human being. It's natural that the tefillah is part of what he must do. Right? Maybe you could connect it to the Gemara Masechah Shabbos, around Peites or so, where the Gemara says that all the Avos are bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I want to destroy Am Yisrael. So Avram says, you know, nothing I can do, sorry. Yaakov Avinu says, nothing I can do. Yitzchak says, okay God, let's bargain. Let's bargain. How long does a human being naturally live? Right? So, he says 70 years. 35 and 35, God, let's split it. 35 years, they're involved in all of their bodily needs. And therefore, you can't fault them for what they did in those 35 years. What are their bodily needs? The Gemara says, eating and drinking and sleeping and davening. That's what Gemara says. And then the other 35, let's work it out. And Yitzchak Avinu dwindles it down. Whittles it down until he says, okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you have to forgive them. And if you don't forgive them, I put my neck on the line for you, by the Akedah. But that's the guy, Yitzchak Avinu is the only one that's successful in that Gemara. But the Gemara there, fascinatingly, puts tefillah as part of a bodily need, along with eating and along with going to the bathroom, and along with sleeping. So, maybe that's here too. It's in the physical makeup of who we are, tefillah comes out. Good. Tana Rabbana, and second to last line, Shimon HaPakuli, Hizdu Yudchaz Brachas Lover Begamliel Allah Seder B'Yavne, Shimon HaPakuli, put Shmona Esrei in order in Yavne. Remember that Gemara, we go through every bracha in Shmona Esrei. Why is Re'ei Vanyenu before Rafa'inu? It goes through every bracha there in Maseches Megillah. And he did it. So Amar Lehem Rebbe Gamliel L'Chachamim, Rebbe Gamliel, after he heard the 18 brachas, he said, you know what? Got to make another one. Right? Too many rochlim, too many people who are being mosrim, so we have to have a bracha against them. Klum yesh adam sheyodeh l'takin bracha tztukim. Is there anyone who we know can be misakin a bracha against the tztukim? Amad Shimon HaShmuel HaKatan v'tikna. So Shmuel HaKatan was voted in, and he was the one that was misakin the bracha of v'lam al shinim. He did it v'tikna. Why was it him? Why was it Shmuel HaKatan? Says Rav Kook, says other Achronim. Rav Shechter quotes this in Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, in his lead article, Be'ikvei Hatzon, on page Chavav and Chav Zayin. He says, you know, why couldn't anybody make the bracha? It's so hard to make a bracha of all Mashinim. They were all Tanaim. Right? Let Rav Gamliel make the bracha. Why, Dafka, do they need somebody unique? Says Rav Shechter, quoting here on page Chav Zayin, V'chi lo yadu l'saki nusach klalos l'tztukim, ubir b'zeh maran, quotes the Rav, b'shem ha-ga'onim, Rav Kook, Rav Lipschitz, Mikalish, shemisakne takanos mechudashos, srichim tamid lasos chidish takanosem ach l'shma. There's got to be perfect, pure kavana whenever you create something new. Any type of minhag of Klal Yisrael, any type of behavior, has to be perfect l'shma. Ubinisuch berchas hamaminim choshishu shemi yisakin echem anachachamim im piniyat smit. They're all worried. Maybe I'm doing something a little personal. I'm upset at them. I'm angry at them. L'salik me'alav saras haminim. You need something pure, somebody who is so pure of heart that can make a berchas haminim that would be purely l'shem shemayim. L'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not l'chvod their own needs. That's why they show Shmuel HaKatan. Why? What does Shmuel HaKatan say in Perek Yavos? In Perek Dalid, bin follow Yivchal Tismach. He's the one that says that. In Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yates. So Dafka Shmuel HaKatan, we could assume it is Lashma. They're the ones, he's the one, that can that can be misakin. Any minog, any takana that started without the lishma element is never going to last. It's got to be lishma, and that's why they chose Shmuel HaKatan. Why was he called Katan? Why? Okay, Anivus, Shmuel HaKatan. If you look in the Yerushalmi at the end of Maseches Sota, and the Mishnayos at the end of Sota talk about Mishameis, this Tana, this ended. Mishameis, this Tana, Balu Ish Eshkolos. Mishameis, Rebbe, Batla, Anava. All of the Tanaim. So there, the Yerushalmi says that he's called Shmuel HaKatan because he was just a little pachos Mishmuel HaNavi in the level that he was at. So he's Shmuel HaKatan. There's Shmuel HaNavi and Shmuel HaKatan. And that's why he got his name from. Again, but there's tremendous elements in every, you have to realize, in every bracha of Shemon Esrei. Anshei Kesach Gadol Masakin wasn't just words that they used. Many, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim that the words of tefillah go unbelievable, that it's like a super jet up to Shemayim. We try to use our own words, you know, it's the local. But if we use the words of Anshei Kesach Gadol, and we just even just saying them, this tremendous power, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis Perek Yud, Ki kol teva shmeya tefila, o shel eze bracha, hi ha'ola l'mala mala, al yidei marei kolin v'gadfin denatun lei. There are angels, there are powers that come, and these tefilas that were imbued by Nevi'im, the Anshei Kesach Gadol, amongst them were Nevi'im. They created these through Ruach HaKodesh, and these words have powers. Lif'ol pu'ulasa b'sharsho ha'elyon ha'miyuchala, to have tremendous effects in Shemayim. V'hu na'ase b'zeh kaviyachol shutafo shel yotzer b'reishis livnos v'lintoa kama v'kama olamos. Unbelievable effects of the universes that our tefilos have up in Shemayim, and we have to realize that when we say it. And therefore, yes, there are times in the tefillah when we can add in our own words, and we should add in our own words, l'chadish badavar in shomei tefillah, at the end before yilaratzon, whatever it might be, but the words of the tefillos, and this is something that other strands of Judaism do not appreciate, the words of tefillah itself have tremendous powers. Lazos yastu v'tiknu matbea brachas atfilos be'ilu atevas dafka. Me'asher rov isigo eizaderach yishkon ora shal kol teva pratas mehem asher hi nitzreches ma'od l'tikun ribuy ha'olamos v'kochos al-yonim v'sidur ha'merkava. That's what the Gemara had earlier, Rana Davav. Tefillah is one of the items that are omdim berumo shal olam. Right, it's all the way up there. Because it has tremendous effects. The words of tefillah itself. And he quotes a couple of Zohars about this, as the Nefesh HaChaim does a lot. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So Shmuel HaKatan came and made up this 19th bracha. Lashana Acheres, the following year, Shachacha, all of a sudden he was davening for the Amid, and he forgot. He forgot the words. Sounds like V'hishkif Bashtayim V'shtol Shos. And they looked at him. They looked at him 2 and 3 hours, and they did not remove him from being the chazan. They just waited. Right? The question is, why they wait? Because he must have just lost his place. They didn't have Siddurim in those days. So they assumed that he was just forgot what he was up to, and they wanted to, you know, let him stay. So they let him stay. We'll get back to that. Let's first continue. Amai lohelu, why didn't they remove him? Don't we have a mesora? Ta'a b'chala brachos kulan, ein ma'alin oso. If a chazan makes a mistake in any of the other brachas of Shmona Esrei, you do not remove him. You just kind of like correct him. Bibirchas hatstukim ma'alin oso. But if he kind of, you know, skips over v'lamal shidim, you have to remove him immediately. Chayshin hashem aminu. Maybe he's not pikaris. Maybe he's having rachmanis on the minim, on the tstukim. So, ask the Gemara, why didn't they remove Shmuel HaKatan? So the Gemara says, no, Shani Shmuel HaKatan, to you, Tikna. No, he was the Mesakein. If he was the Mesakein, they didn't have any qualms, they didn't have any worries about him. So, Ivanechash, Doma Hadarbe. What do you mean? Maybe he was Chozerbo. You know, he was Mesakein it, but who knows? Right? Al-Tamid Ba'atzacha and Yomoscha. As we'll see in a second. So, Amar Abaya, no, Gemiri, Tavalo Havibisha. Abaya says, we have a Mesora. That something good will never turn into something bad. V'lo, really? Is that true? V'aksiv, we have a pasuk, b'shuv tzadik mitziv kaso v'asa avel. Pasuk says in Yechezkel that no, sometimes people do go to the negative, go to the bad. So the Gemara says, no, ha'u rasha me'ikaro. That's somebody who had rishus originally. Somebody who had tzidkos originally, no, never happened. It says, well, tzadik me'ikaro lo. Again, v'lo, is that really true? V'hatzan, the Mishnah says in Avos, al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yomoscha. Person, we can't believe in ourselves until our final day. Shaharei, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shimesh b'kahuna gadola shmonim shana l'pasov nasat stuki. Famous Gemara, right? So how can you say that? Oh, it's never going to happen. Maybe it happened to Shmuel HaKatan. So why didn't they remove him? So Gemara says again, Amar Abaya, two answers. Number one, who Yanai, who Yochanan? Now even Yochanan Kohen Gadol started out as Yanai. It's the same person. So therefore, it is not a problem, because that is Rasha Meikaro. Rav Amar, no. Yanai Lechud v'Yochanan Lechud. Rav says, no, that's wrong. It's two different people. So Yanai, Rasha Meikaro. The Yochanan Tzadik Meikaro. And that's why there is a difference. Says the guy, 1 second. So Hanichal Abaye. So Abaye answered the question. It's the same person, and therefore that person was Rasha Meikaro. And he was Chozer L'Rishus at the end of his life. Ela L'Rav Akasha. But according to Rav, we're back to the question. If Yanai and Yochanan were different, then we have a Misora that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Chozer L'Rishaso. At the end, I thought Tav is not Nasebish. So Amalacha Rava, Tzadik Meikaro Nami Dilma Hadarbe. No, you're right. Even a Tzadik Meikaro might be Chozel Rishaso, we can't believe in somebody until after one passes. Ihachi Amaylo Askuhu. So back to the original question. So why don't they remove Shmuel HaKatan? If it's true that sometimes people could go to the dark side, even after being on the positive, Shiny Shmuel HaKatan to Aschilba. No, he had already started the bracha. He started the bracha already, and then he messed up, then you know, it's just, he's lost his place. This only applies that you could remove him if he hadn't started yet. But if he already started, then he can finish the bracha. You don't have to be worried. Couple of points. Number one, back to the up top. They waited 3 hours while he tried to figure out what to do. We're supposed to take that sha'a literally. Shtayim shalosh sha'os. Two or 3 hours, says the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua says, right here, what about the halachas of Hefsek? What about Hefsek? You don't have to worry. 2-3 hours. Says the Pnei Yehoshua. First he quotes the Pri Chadash. Pri Chadash right here, in Aruch Chaim and Simin Samache, proves from this Gemara that even if Shaha Ligmar Eskula, you only have to go back to the place where you stopped. Even if you had some type of Hefsek and Shmoneh Esrei, and it was a very long time, even more than the time it would have taken you to say the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei, you just go back to the place where you left off. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I beg to differ. This is not a raya to that. What's the sugyas of Shalig Mar Skula? That's where you had a real Hefsek. You had a real Hefsek. This is a Hefsek? No! He's involved in the Tefillah, trying to figure out where he's up to the whole time. That's not a Hefsek, that's a Tzorich. Nira, to afal pita hifsik bezo gimel sha'os, afilo hachi lo hayatzorich lachzer l'rosh. He didn't have to go back to the beginning. Kivan shehirer b'chol oso zman, b'osa bracha atzma, v'lo isiach taito mimena. He didn't have azachadas. He's trying to, what am I up to? What's the next word? I can't figure it out. And maybe they didn't want to correct him because they're like, well, he wrote it. He knows it better than us, so we're going to correct him. So im kein lo gara, it's no worse than the Gemara we're going to have later on in Daf Mem, Tululu Bruch. We know the Gemara, after somebody makes a motzi, and they're cutting the challah, like, can you please pass the salt? Right? That's not a hefsek. Did you give the dog yet food? We're going to have different lines, which are not called a hefsek, because it's a tzorich. So here, too, this is a tzorich. This isn't in the world of hefsek. He's in the middle, trying to figure out where he's up to, and therefore there's no raya to the pre-chadash. Ein zu achrash al klum, demisugi dehachel, lo muchach miti. No. There is no raya. Number one. Number two. Our Gemara Paskins, if you make a bracha, if you make a mistake in Birchas Hatstukim versus all other brachas. If you look in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is a little different. The Tur quotes the Yerushalmi. The Tur quotes the Yerushalmi right here, and the Beis Yosef is bothered. Why does he quote the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. Why does he pass like Yerushalmi? But the Tur quotes, in Siman Kuf Chavav, Yerushalmi, Shliach Tzibur Shedileg Shtayim O Shalosh Brachos, Ein Machzir and Oso. If a Chazan skips something, you don't remove him, Mesalkin Oso. Chutz Mimi Shalo Amar Tchias HaMesim, Shema Kofar Hu B'Tchias HaMesim, Umachni Azedim, Shema Minu, Ubone Yerushalayim, Shemeinu Mamin B'Bias HaMashiach. Right? Three things. The Yerushalmi is in. Not just Birchas Hatzdukim, but also if you skip the second bracha. Maybe he's the denier of Tchias HaMesim. Maybe if you skip Bani Yerushalayim. Maybe he denies the belief in Mashiach. The last Ani Mamins. Vani Omer Minu. Right? So all of these people have to be removed. Ask the Beis Yosef. I don't know why he quotes this. Ve'eini yodeh lo makatz v'rabbeinu. Me'achar shu cholik al talmud shalanu. De'sasam v'amar. Tov v'chol ha'brochos kulon. Ein malon chutzi v'rchaz aminim. V'chein kasav ha'rif v'harambam v'harash. Bo eskira Yerushalmi hazeh klal. So the Beis Yosef just leaves it Tzarachin. Why the Torah quotes the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. The Bach says, maybe the Torah understands that our Bavli is lav dafka. Maybe it says berachas aminim, but it means any basic tenet of Jewish faith. Any bracha that relates to any basic tenet. So that's what you have to assume that he might be a kofer. Okay. Either way, that is the discussion of the Nosei Kelim on the tour. Why would Birchas Aminim be unique? What would be unique about it? Says Rabbeinu Yonah right here. And the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says right here, Umashalo Amru, Shim Tavalo Hisker Tchias HaMesim. Why doesn't it say Tchias HaMesim? Shu Gamkein, right? Similar. He says why? Because Birchas Aminim, what do we say in Birchas Aminim? Hashem should curse those Minim. Alti Sikva. God, do this to the Minim. So if you skip that, you know, then there's a good chance he's a Min, because he doesn't want to be cursed. Tchias HaMesim just describes the event. It describes the event. Right? So he didn't say the event. He's not talking about any curse. He's not talking about, you know, many people that are in Yonah who don't believe in it might say it too. Okay, so I said it. But he's not like asking for a curse or Bona Yerushalayim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. That one is different. The Berachas Aminim in formulation is different than the other brachas, and that's why Dafka there, we have to be choshesh that he is a that he is a min. Good. Two dots. Hani, Shevet HaShavsa Kenegad Me, this we already spoke about. Right? This is, so we can have credit for that thought on Amud Beis that it really goes to Amud Aleph. Hani, Shevet HaShavsa Kenegad Me. These seven brachas of Shmona Esrei, well, who are they keneged? What are they keneged? You need a matir. Amr b'chalapta ben shol, keneged shiva kolosh, Amr David al hamayim. Kol Hashem kol, all the seven kolos in that same mizmar. Hani teisha, the Rosh Hashanah keneged me. The nine of Rosh Hashanah, who are they keneged? Amr b'yisklak demin kartigrin. Keneged tisha askaros sha'amra chana b'tfilasa. It's the nine askaros that chana said. Inner tfilah, d'amra ma'ab Rosh Hashanah, nifkad asara racha l'chana. That's why we read the Haftorah, right, of Chana on Rosh Hashanah. That whole story happened on Rosh Hashanah. Period. By the way, the Bala Ma'ar in Rosh Hashanah quotes this Gemara as a raya to his opinion that you say the nine bracha shmona esrei every tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Bala Ma'ar's opinion. What is this? Look at our Gemara. Hani Tisha de Musaf de Rosh Hashanah keneged me? It doesn't say that. It just says Hani Tisha de Rosh Hashanah. Says the Bala Ma'ar, that means every Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, he does Malchi Zechron and Shofros. We don't paskin that way. It would be a long day if we paskin that way. But the Bala Ma'ar paskins that way based on this Gemara. It says Mefurish. It's a strong Raya. We have to understand this Gemara as the unique Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, which is Musaf. That's how we have to understand it. Hani Esrim Va'arba Tatanesa Kenegan Mi. What about the 24 brachas, or the added brachas, Mesechas Tainus discusses, we add in brachas for the Shmona Esrei, who are they keneged? Amar b'chalbo, keneged chavdalad renanos, sh'amar shlomo, b'shar she'echnas aron lebeis katshe hakadashim. The 24 renanos that Shlomo Melech said and sung when he was machnas the aron to the kodesh kodashim. Remember the Gemara, Shabbos daf lamed, where the Gemara talks about he tried to bring it in, and the doors wouldn't open until he said, b'schuz David avi, and then the doors opened, and everybody knew that Hashem forgave David HaMelech about the Maisin Basheva. But that's the same day when he brought the Aaron in. Ihachi kol yom anami nimrinu. So every day we should say it. Right? 24. Why only on Tainus? You may Tainus. Amos amrinu Shlomo b'yom adarachmi. When did Shlomo say it? On the day that he needed special rachmanis. Anan nami b'yom adarachmi amrilu. That's why we only say it on days of special rachmanis. Rabbi Yeshua omer mein shmona esrei. Next step of the Mishnah. Do we say Shmona Esrei every day, Rabbi Gamliel, or do we say Me'ein Shmona Esrei? My Me'ein Shmona Esrei. What does that mean? So, 2 days. Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha U'Bracha. Rav says, a shortened each and every bracha. Shorten each and every bracha. Right, you say maybe Hashvei Avinu L'Tzorasecha, Bracha Hashem Harotze B'Shuva. Right, V'chulu. Ushmuel Amar, Hashmuel said, no, Havineinu. The bracha of Havineinu, that's what Me'ein Shmona Esrei is. What's Havineinu? We have a different phrase in this paragraph for each bracha. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu, Right, Hashem, Havi Nebri, have Rachmanis on us, Ladaas, Darkecha, that's Atachonein, Umolus, Lavenu, Slachlanu, Liyirasecha, Visisla, I'm sorry, that is Hashivenu, Visislachlanu, Lios Geulim, Slachlanu, Revanyenu, Verachkenu, Mimachovenu, Vidashinu, Benosarsecha, Unifuso Seinu, Me Arba, Tikabates, gather us in, Vahatoim, Aldatecha, Yishpotu, those who wander on your da'as, judge. What does that mean? Rashi has two opinions. Rashi says, those that violate your word, yishpotu, judge them. That's melachoi psako mishpat. Or, those, toim b'mishpat al daitecha, yishpoto, judge them and help them return to follow your word. Vatom mishpotecha yishpotu. Or Rabbeinu Yonah has a third shot here. Vatom, those that wander in galus, us, yishpotu, judge us and bring us home. And all the brachas, Tarim Nikra Ata Sa'aneh, Barachat Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Right, all the middle brachos are parallel.
And you don't say Avos or
and this.
Avoda.
Right, so this is Havineinu, Rashi, Ve'eino Mevarech Ela Shomei Tefillah B'chol HaBrachos Shebein Shalosh Mishonos Shalosh Achronos. Meaning, you say the first three, last three, and you say this shortened middle one. Right, that is the, at least Rashi's opinion, that this is, Havineinu is within Shemona Esrei. We're going to get to it in a couple of, on tomorrow's daf, what's the difference between Tefillah Katsar and Havineinu? The differences in terms of what you have to make up. But this is Havineinu, second opinion of what Me'ein Shemona Esrei is. Lied alei Abaya Manda Matli Havineinu. Abaya cursed those who say Havineinu. He didn't like it. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Right, say Shemona Esrei. Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel Kalashana Kulam is Faladam Avineinu. You're allowed to down Avineinu anytime during the year. Chutz mi Mosai Shabbos mi Mosai Yomim Tovim. Except for Mosai Shabbos and Yantif. Mipnei Shazorach Lamar Abdallah Bachonin Adas. Because you have an extra phrase. Right? Atachon Antanu. And even though Bidi Eved, we already learned already, if you forgot it, it's okay. But Lachan Chilo, you need to have it in there. And in Avineinu, there's no place. Maskav Larva Vreshmuel, the name of Bracha Rabbi Yisrael Vaneatzma. What's the difference? So just put it in as a Bracha. Put it in after the first three brachas. Put it in. Milo Tanan, don't we have later on in the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva Omar bracha Rabbi Yisrael b'nei Atzma. Rabbi Eliezer Omar b'hodah. We have other opinions. But we don't hold like either of those. But why can't you just put it in as a bracha? Says the Gemara 1 minute. Atukol Hashanah Kula. We have dinik Rabbi Akiva. Ta'ashan Amin Evid. We never pass like Rabbi Akiva. All of a sudden, when we say Avineinu, we're going to go like Rabbi Akiva. No, you can't do that. Gemara says, no, wait. Kol Hashanah Kula. My time beloved dinik Rabbi Akiva. We generally don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Tim Nisrei Tikkin, Tishrei Lo Tikkin. Because we only have 18, not 19. Or 19, not 20. Hachanami. Shva, Sheva Tikkin, Timni Lo Tikkin. Because we only have a Takana for 7 and not for 8. We only have a Heter. Right? If you say this whole Gemara is just based on Ramazim and niceties, then this whole Gemara doesn't make sense. What's so important for the Gemara? So it's 7 or 8 or 9 or 10? But if you say, like Rav Soloveitchik said, that everything needs a matir, it makes a lot of sense. Right? So you don't have a matir for 8. And therefore, you can't add it in. Maskav la marzutra v'nechla la mechlal havineinu. So just put it in as a phrase, not as a pasuk. Why don't you just put it in as a phrase? Mechlal havineinu hashem lakeinu avdu mekodesh l'chol. Kasha. No answer given. Rabbeinu Yonah says, right here, other Rishonim as well, it's the kasha not a tiyufta, because there is an answer. What's the answer? Because every line in this tefillah is keneged a bracha. And if we add in the line of Atachon Tanu, we would be giving off the impression that it's a bracha, which it isn't. And therefore, we can't add it in as a line. Period. There is a thought mentioned, I saw it last night also, B'Shem Reb Chaim, but the first place I saw it was many years ago, Rabbi Mirsky quotes this in the first volume of the Yoni Halacha. He quotes this from the Sefer Minchas Ani. He quotes, Ala Mechya. Question number one, why don't we have a place to add in for in Ala Mechya, Ala Nisim? Right, there's no Azkara for Al Hanisim, for Chanukah or Purim in Ala Mechya. Right, we have Askaris for Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. Why is there no mention of Al Hanisim, no place to put it in Al HaMichya? Number two, why in Al HaMichya do we have all the Askaros at the end? After, in benching, which Al HaMichya is called Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, in benching, Ritzei and Yal V'Yavo are before, or within Uvnei Yerushalayim. And in Ala Michya, it's the opposite. Right? First we have Uvnei Yerushalayim, right? V'aleinu Sacha, and then we have at the end, V'sei V'achatein of Zachrin El Tova. Why is the order switched? So, this among other brachos, said other questions, says the Menchasani, I also saw it, b'shem Rabbi Chaim, maybe it's based on this Rabbeinu Yonah and our Gemara. And that is, every phrase, as we know, in Alamichi is keneged a bracha. If we would put Ritzeh, the Azkara for Shabbos or Yontif in its usual spot, it would give off the impression, like the rest of Alamichi does, that it's a separate bracha, and it's not a separate bracha. It's not a separate, you know, Ritzeh is not a separate bracha, it's within. Why is it where it is? Because if you forgot Yalavayavo or Ritzeh, the halach is you add in a separate bracha. Bracha l'shulchan machalom, you look at Shulchan Aruch, and it says the bracha for Ritzeh or Yalavayavo. So it's put where it is because where it is in Alamichya, it is reflective of a separate bracha. Alanisim is never there because Alanisim is never a separate bracha. And therefore, there's no place to put Alamichya in, it put it into Alamichya. There's a harachim you can say at the end if you forget Alanisim, but it's not a bracha. So that's why it's in a different spot. That's why Aladisim is not there. Another question also he deals with, but that is the discussion right here in Hegyoni Halacha in the first volume, page 217, all related to this Rabbeinu Yonah right here. It's quoted in the Beis HaLevi Haggadah by Nirtza, this thought as well. Okay, beautiful idea based on our Gemara. Vayter Amar Rabbi Barabaya Kol Hashana Kula Mispalo Adam Avineinu Chus Bimosak Shamim Ksev Avineinu every day except for during the rainy season. Reishas Orach Lomar She'ela Berechas Hashanim because you have to have a Saint Talamater and there's no place to put it in. Maskev Lomar Zot Shavinech Lo Bechal Vadashneinu Bin Osar Tzech of a Saint Talamater. Why don't you add it in? Asla Tzru Day. It's going to confuse you. If you add in an extra phrase, it's going to throw you off. In the days before Sidurim. Ihachi Havdalah Bechorin Adas Nami Asla Tzru Day. So why don't we just say before? Also, that Havdalah Bachar, that would have been messed you up. That could have been an easy answer. No, Amri Haslam, keeping the Asiya Betchila Slusa Lomitrin. At the beginning, you just started, you're not going to get so confused. Hacha Kiva Daasya Bemsa Slusa Mitrin. It's going to be more confusing as you're already in the middle, so that is why we keep there's a difference. Masal Ravashi Vinegmer Bashumi Atfila. Okay. So why don't you just add it in later? If you forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach, Machzir Nosa, because there's no place to put Mashiv HaRuach in. Mashiv HaRuach is a Shevach. You can't put that in anything later on. But She'elo Berechad Hashanim, if you forget for Saint Talamatar, Ein Machzir Nosa, Rishiyachol Omer B'Shamei Tefillah, you can stick it in. To Shamei Tefillah. V'avdol b'chonin adas, ein machzir, and so b'nei sheyachol omer lakos. And atach chonatanu, you don't repeat, because you can say Avdol later. Question mark. So why don't we just put it into the Shamei Tefillah section? Ta'ashayni. No. Shamei Tefillah isn't really the appropriate place for v'sein talamatar. It's just a b'di'evit if you made a mistake, but we're not going to be misaking something l'chadchila in order to put it in. Interesting, 2 days in the rush here, if somebody is not going to have wine until at least the next morning, should they repeat Shmona Esrei if they forgot a Tachan Antanu. It just says here, you don't repeat because you're going to say Avdol in a couple of minutes. But what if you're not going to say Avdol in a couple of minutes? What if you have no wine? What if you have no Chamar Medina? So then do you say Havdalah? Do you have to repeat Shmona Esrei? That's 2 days in the rush. 2 days in the rush right here. Okay. We continue. Gufa. Amar bitan chamar vasi tov lo hiskig vurs kashem betchiz ameis machzir noso shil brachad hashem ein machzir noso mne shiachol omar b'shomei tefila v'avdol b'chon nazi machzir noso mne shiachol omar lakos 2.5 dafyomi lines just a repeat meisvei ta'a the Tosefta says tov lo hiskig vurs kashem betchiz ameis if I forgot nashav aruach machzir noso right you have to go back shil brachad hashem machzir noso wow that's the sira. Says here, v'sein talamato, you have to repeat. V'avdol b'chonin adas, in machzir nosom neich, shachol omar lakos. So we have a stira, whether you have to go back for v'sein talamato, lo kasha b'yachad abetzibur. No, lo kasha. Here's yachad and tzibur. Why? Betzibur, just wait for the chazin's repetition. Yotze with him. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Betzibur, my time, alo mishum deshama mishliach tzibur. Why don't you have to repeat by a tzibur? Because you're just going to hear it from the chazin. So the wording then is incorrect. Ihachi, hi, b'pnei sheyachol la'omer b'shomei tefila. That's what the Brisa says? No, it should have said, b'pnei sheshomei mishliach tzibur mibayalei. That's what it should have said. If the real difference is yachid versus tzibur, and he'll hear it from the shliach tzibur, that's what he should have said. Ela idi b'yachid, really, both Brises are talking about a yachid v'lo kasha hada adkir kodem shmona esrei hada adkir baser shmona shemayat fila ha the adkir baser shemayat fila. This is where he remembered before shemayat fila. If he remembers before shemayat fila, then he could say there in shemayat fila. The brise that says there's nothing to go back, you have to repeat shmona esrei, is where he did not remember until after shemayat fila. Then there is nothing to do. He must go back. Where does he go back to? What if I remember that I didn't say v'seyat alamatra, I'm in the middle of Sim Shalom? Where do I go back to? Tosva says, on top, az vada machzirin oso. You have to go back. Mihu imlo akar raglov. If you didn't take 3 steps back yet, eino tzorach lachzor l'rosh. You don't have to go back to the beginning. V'lo lebrechas hashanim. Elachozel shamayat tefila. Wow. So there's the lachachila time, the b'di'evet time, and if you missed it and you're going back, you go back to the b'di'evet time. That is not what we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is the same in Kuf Yud Zayin that if you missed Shomei HaTfilah and you didn't take 3 steps back yet, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. You don't go back to the b'di'evet spot. You go back to the lachachila spot. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin is in Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hey. Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hey. I'll read it to you if I could open it for... A second, Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hey says the Imlo Shal Matar Veniskar Kolam Shemayat Tefila and Machzir Nasof Shal Shemayat Tefila. Vimlo Niskar Akar Shemayat Tefila Imlo Akar Raglav Choser Brachas Hashanim Vim Akar Raglav Choser Larosh Hatfila. That's it. I have to go back. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Amar Ravasi Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi Ta Avlo Hizkir Shorosh Chodesh Ba'avoda. Somebody forgot Yalav Yavo Choser La'avoda. You go back to Ritzei. Nizkar behoda, if you remember, in the middle of modim, chozel avoda. You can still go back to Ritzei. B'sim shalom chozel avoda. V'im siyem chozel arosh. If you finish Bar Nesra, you have to repeat. Again, we're going to see tomorrow, B'ed Hashem, that we don't pass this way by my riv of Rosh Chodesh, but at least here, the Gemara is not being mechalik, at least for Shavuos and Mincha, chozel arosh. Amar Papa Breder of Acha Bar Ada, Hoda Amar and Siyem chozel arosh. Two versions here. First version, that which we said, that if you finish, you have to go back, lo amran elasha akaraglav. This is only if you already took 3 steps back. Ava lo akaraglav chozel avoda. As long as you did not take 3 steps back yet, you could go back, even if you finish one esrei. Even if, let's say, you're just not going back because somebody davening behind you. Right? So you're just waiting there. If you didn't take 3 steps back yet, according to the first day, you could still, you're still omei lefnei Hashem. And therefore, one can go back. How do you know that? Original source is Rav. First version. Second version. That which we said. Once you take 3 steps back, you're allowed to go back. Lo Amran. That's only if you're not Ragel, let's say Tachnunim. After your Tefillah. So if you're Ragel, let's say Tachnunim. After your Tefillah, even after you took 3 steps back. Chozel avoda, then you could go back to avoda. It was their minug, seems, according to some, that they said extra tefillas after. They took 3 steps back even. That's the second version. Ika da amrei, amr b'nachman bar Yitzchak, had da amr kilo akar raglav chozel avoda. That which we said, when you didn't take 3 steps back, you could go back. Lo amran, elash ragal amr taklun amachat tefillaso. The other way. That which we said, that even if you didn't take 3 steps back yet, you could only go back to earlier Shmona Esrei if you're usually still davening. Even if you didn't take 3 steps back. So different versions, what we hold. Go. We definitely hold that if you took 3 steps back, you finished. Right? Even if, because we don't generally say Tachnunim, we say Ose Shalom, but we don't generally say any more Tachnunim than that after 3 steps back. Good, getting back to what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ose Tfilaso Keva, Vachulu, my Keva. What does Keva mean? Four pshatim. What does keva mean? Number one. Amr Bakabar ed. Amr Moshia. Number one. Kosha tfiloso dome alav kamasui. If tefillah is like a burden to me, it's like a burden. Let's do the opinions and then we'll come back to the first one. Vrabanan amri. Call me she'ina omer b'lashon tachnunim. Anyone who does not say it, does use lashon tachnunim. Use a lashon of I'm a nothing and Hashem, you're amazing and awesome and great. If you don't use that lashon, so then that is a keva. Rabbeinu Yona says, so this has a kula and a chumra compared to the first opinion. As long as you say it b'lashon tachnunim, even if you feel like it's a masui, it's okay. If you feel that it's not a masui, you still have to say b'lashon tachnunim. So it's a kula and a chumra. Number three, v'rabba v'rav Yosef d'amri shavayu, kol she'enu yochalish, enu yochol achadish b'davar. If you have nothing new, you have no new kavana, Since your last time you davened, that's keva. You should always have something new in your Shmoneh Esrei. To Amar Abzera, Ana Yachilna Chlusha Bamilsa. I can be Mechadesh, something, Umistafina Dilma Matridna. Abzera says, I can always think of something new, but I'm worried that I'm just going to get totally lose my concentration then. I'm not going to be able to be Chosid to my Tefillah. So Abzera was a little hesitant to be Mechadesh something. That's number three. Number four, Abaya Bar Avin. Interesting, another person named Abaya. Abaya Bar Avin, right? Many different pshatim about Abaya, the real Abaya, or the most famous Abaya, was, we assume Abaya was not his real name. Abaya was just a nickname given, Av Hashem, or the pasuk in Ovadia, I think, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom, right? So another one of the Treyasar, but here you have somebody else named Abaya. Abaya Bar Avin, Rav Chanina Bar Avin, Dami Travaihu, Kol She'ein is Palal Im Dimdu Mechama. If somebody doesn't daven with the Dimdume chama, with the little rays of the sun. Mitzvah his power im dimdume chama. It's mitzvah to daven with dimdume chama. What does that mean? Rashi. Tfilas yotzer im hanetza chama, v'tfilas amincha im shkia sachama. Rashi says, daven shachris kvasikin, basically very early, and daven mincha, close to shkia. Shkia, Rashi says, like we had earlier, in the beginning of the parak. Vamar Abzera, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Yiruchim, Shemesh, Lefnei Areyach, Dodorim. You should see God with the sun. With the sun. You see God with the sun as the sun rises, as the sun sets. Laiti, Allah, B'marava, but in Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they curse those. Amad Amatzliim, Dimdumechama. On those who daven in Dimdumechama. Why? My time, Dilma Mitchvele Shaita. Maybe the Shaita is going to be matrid them. 2 points. Number one, why Dafki in Marava? So you could say because in Eretz Yisrael here we know the sun just drops much faster than in Galus. Maybe Dafka there light to Leib Ma'arava. Number one. Number two, getting back to the first opinion. If you think of it as a Masui, what does Rashi say? Third line on top. I have to daven. I'm davening because I have to daven. Asks Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim, what's so bad about that? Ain't filos atachnunim? I'm doing it because Hashem told me to do it. That's beautiful. You do any mitzvah. You do any mitzvah because Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah. Why is that so bad? Right? Rashi says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah is lav lahenos nenu. What does that mean? You should do it because Hashem told you to. Hashem told you this. So Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah is lav lahenos nenu li Yisrael li yos kimam lahem hanoi lo ol al tzavaram nitznu. Says Rav Soloveitchik, shiny tefillah. Every other mitzvah in the book you could do because Hashem told you to do it. Davening, Shmoneh Esrei, says no. Shmoneh Esrei is different. You can't do it because Hashem told you to do it. Hoset filaso keva ain't filaso tachnunim. And he says it's meduyak even the lashon of the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Rabbi Shimon over, where this comes up, havizar bekriya shma ubetfila. Rabbi Shimon says be careful about kriya shma utfila. Ukisha atamis palel altas filaso keva. What happened to kriya shma? No, Dafka Shmoneh Esrei. Put this on the list. It's like number 6 or 7 already of differences between Shmoneh Esrei and Kriyat Shema. This is Shmoneh Esrei versus everything else in the book. You can't have Tfilas Okeva. You can't have Shmoneh Esrei just because one has to. Right? Shmoneh Esrei is Omei Lefnei Hashem, and it is a schus, and we have to look at it at that. It has to be B'terach Tachtunim V'Rachamim. Hashem Ki Kriyat Shema, obviously, it's also Malchus Shemayim, but if you do it because Hashem told you to do it, that is okay. Goes on the list of Kriyat Shema versus Tefillah. Again, we'll hopefully summarize. We've had a few of them already. Can you dive without a shirt on? We had last week. Shmoneh Esrei, no. Kriyat Shema, yes. Read a couple of differences already. Standing in front of a tree, Daf Tezayin earlier. Okay, continue. A little bit more. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Amar HaMalach Bechom Zakana Misfal Tefillah Katsara V'chul Pechol Parshas Ibor. If you're in Makam Zakana, you daven quickly. Pechol my Parshas Ibor. See a little short Tefillah. What does it mean? Any Parshas Ibor, see all the needs of the Jews. Amar Avchizda Amar Ha'ukva Afilu B'Shah Shadam Ismali Aleim Evra. Ibor is from the word Evra, anger. Even at a time when you're full of anger, God. Ke'isha Ubara, like a woman who's in childbirth, who's in danger. So too, God, when you get angry at the Jews, they are in danger. You call Tzarchim Lefanecha. All their Tzrachim should be in front of you. That's Parshas Ibor. Ika Da Amri Amar Avchizda Amar Ha'ukva Afilu B'Shah Shem Over Maldivrei Torah. Ibra from the word over, transgressing. Even when they're transgressing your word, you call tzorchein lefanel, their tzorachim should be in front of you. Tana Rabbanan, period. Hamahalef b'malkam gedudei chayev alistim. Mespal tefila katsara. If somebody is in a dangerous place, he should daven a short tefila, ve'ezei tefila katsara. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, this is it. Asei ritzoncha b'shamayim ima'al, v'tein nachas ruach li'yerecha mitachas. Do what you want above, give nachas ruach to those down here. V'atov b'necha asei. Baruch Hashem shomei tefila. What do we add that in for? Says the Maritz Chayis right here. Says the Rishash earlier. A lot of times we daven, but who knows if that's good for us? Only Hashem knows what's really good for us. We might daven for A, but really B is better for us. So we always add in v'hatov b'necha asei. Or again, Rav Soloveitchik is all over brachas. He says that's what we mean. V'kabel berachamim uveratzon esfil aseinu. Not v'kabel esfil aseinu. V'kabel berachamim uveratzon esfil aseinu, as we discussed in the past. Right, that's Rachmanis. That's what we always have to add that in. And that's why we have shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem, fill in the blank. We also daven without words because you know what's best for us. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael Va'asei Mehira Bakashatam Baruchat Hashem Shomei Tfila. Rabbi Ozer Ratzadik Omer, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael Va'asei Mehira Bakashatam Baruchat Hashem Shomei Tfila. Acherim Omerim, Sarchei Amcha Yisrael Merubi V'daitam Ketzara. That's one from one of the piyutim. Yiratzam Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetitin L'kol Echad V'Echad K'dei Parnasaso, U'l'chol Gvio V'giyah Tei Machzaro. Give everybody what they're lacking. Baruch Hashem, Shomei Atfila. Amar Avuna, Halacha Ka'achirim. Halacha is like Achirim, this last one. One more line. Amar Le'elio, L'Rav Yehuda, Achua, D'Rav Sala, Chasida, Lo Tirtach V'Otechti. Don't get angry. And don't sin. They will lead you not to sin. Lo tirvi v'lo techti. You don't get drunk, and also you won't sin. Ukshato yotze la derech, himalech b'kon chavitzei. And when you go out to the derech, go ask your creator first, and then go out. Mayim malech b'kon chavitzei. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda, zu tfilas haderech. This is tfilas haderech, which the Gemara is about to quote in a minute, right now. Tfilas haderech. We'll start with that tomorrow. And also, Bezron will start with the tshuva of the Nodeb Yehuda, who has a ha'ara on this Gemara about Tila Katsara, the famous hunting tshuva of the Nodeb Yehuda. We'll start with that because he quotes this Gemara that we just had. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we will continue. Again, we thank the sponsors, L'Zecha Nishbach, Menachem Yitzchak, or Linsky.